This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming up. Listen, then you learn, and you can profit. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up next week. Yeah, it's next week. Thursday and Friday, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, where producers, you'll have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities, as well as panels of successful and innovative farmers. As this year looks to be another challenging year, the summit can help you build your skills, sharpen your business skills, give you things to take home and apply in your own operation from not only respected ag economist and farm business specialist, but some of the best farmers on the planet. There is a website where you can look at the program and sign up for the Farm Futures Summit next week in Iowa City, Iowa. The website is farmfuturessummit.com. The swearing-in for public office is often done with the newly elected official placing a hand on the Bible. But the new governor of Ohio, Republican Mike DeWine, used 9 of them. As he became the 70th governor of the Buckeye State, his wife held them. As DeWine raised his right hand and took the oath of office, DeWine explained that one of those was his, and the other 8 belonged to family members. They are not saying that Iowa Congressman Steve King has failed to uphold his oath of office, but fellow Republicans have removed King from 2 key committee assignments, one being the House Agriculture Committee. And Democrats are saying King should be censured for the remarks he made, comments that King claims have been misunderstood. Congressman King from Storm Lake has long been accused of being racist. The New York Times today says the push to condemn Mr. King illustrates how alarmed senior Republicans are about their party's image just 2 months after the GOP lost 40 seats in the House of Representatives. Most of them, as the paper points out, were in suburban or diverse districts. The details of that Wisconsin teenager's kidnapping, as revealed in the complaint filed against a 21-year-old man, are hard to read and hard to listen to. But basically, authorities say the guy killed Jamie Kloss's parents with a shotgun in front of her before he put her in the trunk of his car and took her to his home more than an hour away. From This Week in Agribusiness, numbers of dairy farms lost in the past year have been staggering. And it hasn't just been in the top dairy states of the Midwest like Wisconsin and Minnesota. Little Vermont reportedly lost 75 milk-producing farms last year as the trade war made an already tough situation a desperate one. And as one milk producer at the Farm Bureau meeting in New Orleans pointed out to me last weekend, if that trade war were to end tomorrow, our dairymen would have to fight to regain lost global market share. And to do that, the milk price would probably have to be even lower. The Wall Street Journal today makes much of the ages of the quarterbacks that we'll be watching in the National Football League playoff games. Those ages are 23, 24, 40, and 41. Writer Jason Gay says it's yesterday versus tomorrow, old farts versus the future, geezers versus Generation Z. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.